AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Federal Reserve is ready to start cutting interest rates from a 23-year high. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
With inflation nearly defeated and the job market cooling,
the time has come for policy to adjust.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell told a central bank conference that after the worst price spike in four decades,
my confidence has grown that inflation is on a sustainable path back to 2%.
Powell says the timing and pace of rate cuts will depend on several factors, including economic data. But he says drops in the Fed's key rate should maintain economic growth and sustain hiring. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden will send his national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, to China next week. National security spokesman John Kirby wouldn't say if this will result in a Biden-Xi Jinping meeting.
And we're going to keep trying to manage this relationship in a way that's consistent with our national security priorities.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Donald Trump are set to appear miles apart in Arizona today. Speculation is growing. Kennedy could drop his independent presidential bid and endorse Trump for president. The Justice Department filed an antitrust lawsuit against real estate software company RealPage. Attorney General Merrick Garland is accusing it of an illegal scheme that allows landlords to coordinate to hike rental prices.
RealPage then combines this data from competing landlords and feeds it into an algorithm that provides real-time pricing recommendations back to the competing landlords.
Attorneys general in seven states have separately sued RealPage. A Canadian workers' union issued a 72-hour strike notice to one of Canada's two major freight railroads, only hours after Canadian National Trains had begun rolling again following a potentially devastating stoppage. The Teamsters Canada Rail Conference filed the strike notice shortly after it announced it had planned to challenge a government order that forced it into arbitration. This is AP News. Ukraine's military says it used high-precision glide bombers provided by the U.S. to carry out strikes in Russia's Kursk region,
while also claiming to have recaptured some territory in the eastern region of Kharkiv, where Russia launched an offensive in the spring. A video from Ukraine's Air Force commander on Thursday night purported to show a Russian platoon base being hit in the Kursk region. The commander adds the attack with GBU-39 bombs resulted in Russian casualties and the destruction of equipment. Ukraine's forces have gained new momentum this month after delayed deliveries of U.S. weaponry were finally released. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Norway's government says it wants to relax restrictions on abortion for the first time in nearly half a century to make it legal for women to terminate pregnancies up to the 18th week of gestation. Norway's laws currently allow legal abortions up to 12 weeks. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.